We're back here on Giants.com, and today's Giants insider from the Combine in Indianapolis is SiriusXM NFL Radio's Jim Miller, of course, former NFL quarterback. Once a Giant, always a Giant, by the way, Jim Miller. And Jim, want to focus in on the Giants here, picking at number 10. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about the Giants wanting to focus on defense, but do you think there could be a surprise offensive player that could fit the Giants' needs sitting there at 10 for them?
Well, you know, you just think of, you know, Coach McAdoo and what they're trying to do. I mean, think of Green Bay. They've always had three down running backs. Ezekiel Elliott fits the bill. Running back out of Ohio State, he's probably the top guy coming out. Is he worthy of being taken at 10, even though everybody's devaluing the position? I say yes, because the Giants have missed that in their offense. It's a West Coast offense. You want a three down guy. He's got over 50 receptions at Ohio State, and we know we can do pound on the football in between. That should get that running game cranked up for the G-men.
Swapping over to defense, most people believe Miles Jack will be off the board when the Giants pick at 10. Are there any other linebackers either at 10 or for the Giants' first pick in round number 2 that you think could be a good fit in that 4-3 Steve Spagnuolo defense?
Well, I mean, you have to do the medical competitive advantage on Smith out of Notre Dame. You know, everybody's talking about nerve damage. You know, that could be teams floating out some negative information to get that player to drop, but that's a talented linebacker, but you know it might take him longer to get ready. So he's worthy of a top 10 pick, in my opinion, but again, it goes back to the medical for him. Reggie Ragland out of Alabama, you got to think about him. He's expected to be an inside backer, even though he plays in a 3-4 defense at Alabama. He'll be just fine as a Mike backer. He can cover, he can blitz, and he can bone crush you when he hits you. So, I mean, that guy's, to me, a top-rated talent as well.
Usually you'll see at least one corner slip into the top five. It looks like that's going to be Jalen Ramsey this year, can also play safety. The rest of the defensive backs, both corners and safeties, where do you see them start peppering back into this draft once Ramsey's off the board?
Well, I think you got to think of McKenzie. There's another DB that's probably going in the first round. You know, I like Von Bell out of Ohio State. That's a good-looking safety that can body Rocky. He's probably expected to go in the second round. And there's some good-looking safeties even later in the third round, like Killebrew, I think, is going to be a fantastic player. So they're going to be there for you. But I do like the safeties. They're more consistent. And for the corners, you know, the top guys, there are shutdown corners. It's tough to be a shutdown corner. But Ramsey fits the bill, and I like McKenzie a lot as well.
Jim, thanks for the time. Best luck on the show today. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you.
Jim Miller, SiriusXM NFL Radio, former NFL quarterback, right here on Giants.com.